A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Ches, Baba Metzia 48b, pagination is 96. We've been dealing with the topic of Misha Pora, which means that if a person gave the money, but for whatever reason, the money is not the Kinyan, nevertheless, there is a binding agreement to a degree regarding Misha Pora, that a person would be viewed negatively if he doesn't go through and consummate the deal. Again, the money wasn't the Kinyan. By movable objects, for example, the money is not the Kinyan, but giving the money is enough to create some degree of responsibility to go through with the deal. About 8 lines from the top, we have a story. There was an incident with Reb Chiya bar Yosef that he was given money for salt. Some money. Not all the money for the amount of salt that was designated, but some money was given to him. And we have to really contemplate what the role of that money might have been. We have, for example, in some types of purchases, there's a good faith deposit. You have in other applications a down payment, which is the start of the payment, and perhaps the Kinyan, if it was real estate where money does do a Kinyan. We'll see in a moment another type of payment, which is more of a mashkon, a collateral, such that there might be a knas, a fine, if I don't go through with the payment, but the money itself was never intended as the payment. It was simply meant to acknowledge that there might be a penalty against me if I don't go through, but that penalty would be limited to the amount designated. In any case, some money was exchanged to Reb Chiya bar Yosef, and the salt remained in his possession, waiting for delivery or pickup or whatever. But meanwhile, the sofa yakir milcha, meanwhile, the price of salt went up. So just to keep track, that would be in the seller's favor. Reb Chiya bar Yosef would benefit if the salt was still by him. So also lekamed Rabbi Yechanan, he came in front of Rabbi Yechanan and asked, what's the halacha? Apparently he wanted to back out of this deal and keep the salt for himself because now he could sell it at a greater rate. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, zil havluhu, you must give it to him. Ve'ilo kabel alach mishapora. And if you don't, you're going to have to accept this mishapora, this negative statement in which you will be viewed negatively because of your behavior, and certainly Reb Chiya bar Yosef wasn't going to do that, and therefore that closed the discussion, and he needs to deliver the entire amount of salt according to the deal that was agreed upon. And what we wonder over here is, what was Reb Chiya bar Yosef thinking? And we need to really understand what the role of that initial payment was. Says the Gemara about 3 lines later, Reb Chiya bar Yosef, a ravan hu diyavilei. What was given to him was being stated in the role of an eravon. What is an eravon? So we find eravon in the pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev regarding Yehuda and Tamar, where Tamar says, imtitein eravon, provided that you'll give me collateral, you'll give me something that will ensure that I'll get the payment which we've agreed upon. So Reb Chiya bar Yosef viewed this original payment as some sort of incentive on the rest of the salt. Hu savar, Rav Chiya bar Yosef thought, kinegdo hu kone, that this amount of money that was given is a kinyan on its respective value in the salt, and that amount has been paid for, and that amount he agreed he would give delivery at the price decided upon. But he was thinking that perhaps the remaining amount of salt never really had a deal on it. V'amale Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan's ruling to him was, kineged kulo hukone, that initial amount of payment in his case was actually a down payment and a kinyan on the entire amount. We find these two perspectives in Simen Reish Dalid in Choshen Mishpat. On the one hand, in Sif Hei, if a person gives a mashkon, which is an eravon, a collateral, showing that he intends to give the money, lo kana, that's not a kinyan yet. The fact that you've given something that will cause you to give the money, when the money is given, that's where the kinyan is for real estate, and that's where the act of giving money, as far as metaltalin, to cause a mishapora, that's when it takes place. But you have to give the money. On the other hand, in Simen Reish Dalet as well, in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, afilu lonosan ela miktsas hadamim, even if the person only gave part of the money, but if he gave the part of the money as a kinyan, then indeed it would be a kinyan on the entire amount, as Rabbi Yechanan ruled. Going back to the conversation, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef certainly was not contemplating going against the recommendation. He was not contemplating getting a mishapora. The fact that there's a mishapora here clearly says this is not what we want you to be doing. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef was unsure whether the remaining amount of salt was included in the kinyan, or that's just discussion. He's buying what he's buying, and I'm going to wait till he buys the rest, which I don't have to wait if the price changed. And Rabbi Yechanan was answering him, no, the amount that he gave causes the entire amount of salt to be included in this I gave money, and therefore if you back out, it's going to be a mishapora. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, of course, agreed to observe the terms of the deal. There is another usage of this word, a ravon, or mashkon, as we might sometimes refer to it, and that's found in the Gemara, another three lines down. Hanosen eravon lachaveiro. A person gives an eravon to his friend regarding a certain deal that they're making. Va'amar lo, and he says to him, imani chozer bi, if I go back on it, eravuni machulach, you can keep this eravon that I'm giving you. Vahala omer lo, and the other person says to him, imani echzer bi, if I go back on the deal, echpa lecha eravoneich, I will double the money and give it to you. Niskaimu ha-devarim divir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that deal is binding. We do not paskin that this deal is binding because there's an issue over here. Rabbi Yossi litamei, Rabbi Yossi is following his ruling, da'omar asmachta kanya, that something given on an assumption is a good kinyan. And that is a massive discussion if such a thing is actually true. This is discussed in Choshen Mishpat Reish Zayin Yud Aleph. And the concept of asmachta is that a person, when he made this deal, never contemplated that he actually would have to pay this fine. He was assuming He was al-samach, that he would not have to pay the fine, and therefore he never actually had smichas das granting his intent towards the fine. We have this concern in areas of betting, for example, where the person is considering giving a significant amount of money because he's so sure of himself. He would never agree if he really thought that he was going to lose. The issue comes up on the discussion of flipping baseball cards and the winner takes the cards. The discussion as well is with uncooperative husbands who at the time of the marriage agreed that they would pay an exorbitant amount of money if they don't come to Beis Din or something like that. That's a very interesting thing to sign, but the amount of money designated is a matter of discussion. How can that be binding? There is an interesting approach which has the husband sign that he's going to pay mizonos for his wife as long as she is his wife. And therefore, if he doesn't give his get, he's going to just have to keep paying her support. And that's what he agreed, even if they were to separate. Even in, no matter what, you still have to keep paying. And that would be a method of trying to address this problem. But the problem is, asmachta, that when a person gives this collateral, or certainly when he says, I'm going to double the collateral, totally in an abstract sense of money that's not being transferred, there is the strong dissenting opinion that says that that's not binding. Again, we always have to wonder, when money exchanges at the time of a deal, what role is that money playing? Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.